This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice, the morning show. It is 6:12 Monday morning. Monday, best day of the week. Oh, my God. We're on vacation next week, so it's a special week for us. The week before vacation is always a little crazy.
Oh.
Always a little crazy. Always a lot to do. You know, everybody knows. Before you go on vacation, you got to shore everything up. Make sure everything will run while you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn's, I'm sure, working on best ofs this week and getting that all scheduled. Alice in Winterland is right around the corner. In fact, I think it's the week we get back, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
So that is December 5th. Don't stop. Make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. It's December 5th. That's a Thursday night at the Masonic in San Francisco. It stars Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. Oh, yeah. We're going to get all mellowed out at the show with Flora Cash. And then we're going to have heart-pounding madness with Avril and Kesha. Supposed to be, but we lost it. For tickets and everything you need to know about Winterland, head to RadioAlice.com. We're asking that you donate a toy at the concert or go to toysfortots.org for a drop-off location near you. Think about people who don't have everything you've got. At the Christmas holiday. Boy, man, Christmas is just...
On TV, it's just. That's for sure.
It is.
On TV, if
everywhere.
You watch anything over the week, I mean... that has commercials.
Mm.
They've launched in hard.
It is so true. It's I heard my first real,
yeah, it
besides
is.
When Bryn plays them for me. While my kid was making his dough and his beef Wellington on Friday, I hear him from the other room saying, you know, home device. Play classic Christmas music.
Oh.
I know. And I was just, it made me feel so happy because, you know, we do that every year. And he's out there just with a smile on his face. It felt so Christmassy. He's like, I'm really in the spirit this year.
Wow.
Great. All right. So this week, by the way, it's Tickets and Trees.
Yeah.
9, noon, 3, and 5. Just to confuse me because when they do it at different times. So you get a tree. And tickets.
Why do they switch the times?
I don't know. Well, they must have less trees because 9, noon, 3, and 5.
Okay.
You wait for school to start again. Christmas. It's time to play a game.
Oh, all right.
Why not, right? Ow. Vinny, it's time for yes or BS. I'm going to give you a statement and you decide yes, it's true, or BS, it's not.
All right.
The new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, hits theaters this Friday. So the topic is Mr. Rogers. This is an easy one. Easy one. Got to get 4 out of 5.
Well, I was going to say, yes, it hits theaters this Friday. 1 point for me.
That's all right. Fine. 1 point.
Good.
Get 1 point. you have to get them all right except for one. Yes or BS, the first episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood were in black and white.
I'm going to say BS, Bob.
Oh, damn it, Vinny. It's a yes. They were in black and white. First season was in black and white.
How old is he?
He also sang a different song at the... You know, I'm going to give you two.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 2 out of 5. I'm giving you an extra one.
What did he die of?
Death. Old age.
He died of death?
Like the 80s.
74 when he died.
Oh, only 74?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty young.
Just Where's that guy from?
I think Pennsylvania. Let's see. Born in Pennsylvania, died in Pennsylvania.
Died of stomach cancer.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Poor Mr. Rogers. Oh, man.
Oh.
Yikes.
Okay, back to the fun. No more death.
All right.
Yes or BS. The final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was filmed in 1989, so if you watched it as a kid after that, you only watched reruns. Yes or BS?
Yes.
No.
Oh, when was it?
August 31st, 2001.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's incredible. He was still making them long after
I don't
that.
Remember 2001, so I can't. Right. I wasn't there.
You probably were a little too old for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood anyway. Mr. Rogers was red, green, colorblind.
BS. Oh, geez.
You're going to get all these wrong.
How do you assume this is easy for him?
I just thought it would be easy.
I'll tell you what. The truth is, the first Mr. Rogers I ever really sat and watched was the other day.
Oh.
And I remembered when the puppet came on and it's got a super brown nose. I don't know why they did that to that. Is that a girl puppet or a boy puppet?
I didn't watch Mr. Rogers myself.
So I remember seeing that as you know when they go into the neighborhood and there's like grown-ups.
They take the trolley to the land of make-believe.
There's grown-ups in there, but there's also puppets.
Yes.
There's a puppet with a super brown nose. Which one's
that? Is it the lady?
I don't know if it's a man or a lady. That's the one, though, Bryn. You're looking right at her.
Let me
Who's
see.
That,
turn it.
Who is that guy?
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, she's got a brown nose?
I remember.
I don't think I ever noticed
I remember
that.
Being creeped out by that guy. Lady
well,
Elaine.
I will say, the puppets on that show are pretty freaking creepy. Oh, yeah. I'd never.
Look at her.
You know what? Is that just
and
old
she's got
age?
A giant wart on her nose, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just that those puppets are so goddamn old by the time he's been doing the show for 40 years that, like, they haven't noticed how bad they all look? Look at that. That's a mess.
Well, anyway.
A puppet is a mess.
I didn't watch it as a kid.
Yeah.
So, at all.
So, why did you watch the episode with your,
because
with your daughters?
Well, for two reasons. One, we were looking for something simple that the kids can watch that isn't Barbie. There's right. a lot of
merchandise.
No, it's not that. It's there's a lot of boyfriend, girlfriend stuff in those. And I'm not in pursuit of that. I'm not trying to rush that along.
Yeah, listen, she's going to get sold that. You don't have to help.
Right. So I was curious if it was going to be, how watchable it was. And it's neat.
Sure. Did the kids like it?
No.
Oh, surprised. My kids liked it. He was red, green, colorblind. Yes. Those were the two sweater colors he liked the most, too, by the way.
If I'd have left the room, they'd have left the room, too.
Oh.
Like, we were watching it.
But they were not all that into it.
I think that they've already been ruined.
Okay. Here's the next question.
Okay.
Yes or BS? Let's just see if you get any of these right. Mr. Rogers went to high school with Arnold Palmer.
True.
That is correct. I knew that one. You had to get that one, right? It was random enough. Let's see. Mr. Rogers also briefly took golf lessons from Arnie's dad.
True.
Yeah, that's a... Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Isn't Latrobe where some beer is? Michelob or something?
Rolling Rock.
Yes or BS, he weighed himself daily and liked to stay at exactly 143 pounds.
Oh my, good for him. Yes.
Yes is correct. He thought it was a healthy weight for him and he really liked the numbers in 143 because it takes one letter to say I, four letters to say love, and three letters to say you.
Did he used to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Isn't that cute?
That is cute. And good for him to maintain. He wasn't a married guy, was he?
Oh, I have no idea. Actually.
He was married.
I wonder.
What?
1952 to 2003.
He was very slender.
Joanne Rogers.
Did he die in 03?
He died in 03, yes.
Oh, boy.
Did he have kids?
One kid, a boy.
Oh.
We did do it one time. We wanted to have one son. Hackers. Oh, that's it for the game. I'm sorry.
All right.
You lost. Good job, though. You wound up getting two right.
Did he get money?
No, because he didn't win.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
I tried to give you some money.
I told you I never watched that guy. I don't know him.
I watched the Eddie Murphy version.
What was
that? Saturday Night.
Yeah, right, SNL. Yeah.
It was Mr. Somebody
right?
Else's
Wasn't
Neighborhood.
It? Was it?
It was just like a bad hood.
Funny.
Hackers started breaking into users' accounts within hours.
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Robinson.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They've done some good skits on there. If you've got Disney Plus, beware. Hackers have locked you out and are selling your account.
Well, I'm glad I didn't find time to get signed up.
Yeah, we're all signed up for that, and we've watched all the Mandalorian episodes that are available.
You like it?
The Mandalorian is excellent.
Oh, good.
It's totally worth the price, even if there's. And by the way, then you start browsing through the stuff, and you go, "Oh, look, everything that Disney's ever done is on here. It's great. There's nothing you can't argue with it, except that the hackers have now stolen everybody's accounts.
Mm.
Not everybody's, but they're basically saying hackers started breaking into users' accounts within hours of the Disney Plus launch last Tuesday. They logged in, removed all your devices, changed the password and username, and put them up on the dark web.
Where is the hole? Is the hole on Disney's end or on our end?
The hole is if you use the same password username combination on multiple streaming things, those are the people who got screwed over, apparently.
Oh, so your stuff was already had through Netflix.
I guess so. I don't know that, but that's what they're saying. They're saying thousands of people, they got in because the users had the same email password combo that they'd used on other sites. Disney, as of this being printed, hadn't made any kind of comment. I'm sure they'd have to say something. So it gave them complete control over the account once they got in, and they would place it for sale on the dark web. They would price them from $3 to $11. And the assumption is that these are not – that people paid for the whole year, that you would buy this account. Because I don't know who's buying – who's going to go do that? And for $11 when it's only $6.99 for the service, so that has to be someone has prepaid for a year, and now you get to use it for a year. So they're assuming some of the buyers are also from countries that don't currently have access to Disney Plus, but – check your account. Make sure you're still the only one who has access. I know. It sucks. Oprah and her list of holiday goodies.
How many do you have so far?
None.
Oh.
But they're sitting on my desk, and I think I'm going to look at them today. Gwyneth Paltrow, of course, also. She's trying to be the new young Oprah. Youngish. And she has something called the Ridiculous But Awesome section in the Goop Holiday Gift Guide. And there are some funny things on here. In fact, one of them, the reason that this makes the news is because one of them is a restraining arts kit for $1,350.
Restraining arts.
It's hand and foot collars and a little leather covered paddle for $1,350.
Bondage stuff.
Yeah. Restraining tapes and just, a bunch of junk you can use to tie your partner up. Super fun. And I think it's called a beginner kit.
Beginner kid, huh?
Yeah. So
I don't
it's
don't
baby's
know.
First set of wrist and ankle cuffs, I guess.
Oh, gross.
So I'm looking at the gift guide though this morning.
Does Gwyneth famously admit to trying all these things? Isn't that Oprah's deal? Like these are my things.
No.
Oh.
It's not like that. Goop is a curated list of things that I guess all her editors and people who work for her. So also in the Ridiculous But are you looking at the little set?
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's fun. I mean, does it look $1,350 nice?
No, but it looks fashionable.
It's very, you are the height of fashion.
Maybe you just wear that stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like more of a fashion accessory than a...
Well, it's even as a Halloween costume, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, they look like sort of legit cuffs. I mean, there's a buckle on them and they're all in black leather.
I've never sought out videos where they do that exclusively, but I have seen some tie-up scenes where I'm like, that's pretty hot.
Oh.
That's really hot. I can't believe that...
Is it with the feather tickling?
No, it's... it was a big chair, so it had big...
Arms up behind it?
Arms up behind it, and she was tied...
Oh, splay-legged. She's been spatchcocked to the chair.
Foot in the air to the top of the chair.
Uh-huh.
So that both... Does that
make
sense?
So she's flexible,
sure.
Right?
So she's basically sitting folded over.
Yeah.
But upright.
Right.
Mm.
Yow, that was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Well,
like
maybe
we should
get Vinny a restraining arts kit. We could all pool our money.
I don't think... they just used... I think they used scarves or something. But I was really like, wow, I wouldn't have thought to do that. But that is pretty hot.
But now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Also in the ridiculous but awesome section of the gift guide, a $250,000 seat on a Virgin Galactic space flight, which that's apparently...
Again, how much?
$250,000.
Oh, jeez.
There's a really cool... It's $110,000. And actually, I went to the site and I couldn't find any prices or what they're doing, but this is a cool modular house. You can buy like a prefab house. They're all circular. Did you find that? Click on that. I mean, this house is crazy weird. It's called BERT, B-E-R-T, of all things. And there's a $130 automatic joint roller. What? So there's all kinds of...
Which I didn't even know there was such a thing.
As a joint roller?
Yeah.
Oh, I've
an automatic
seen,
one.
Right? I've
oh,
seen joint rollers.
Thumbs up.
Vaughn.
Sorry, Vaughn. Von Brin, Vin.
A joint roller
end in an N.
Allows you to put the stuff inside and really mash it up good, you know? And then once you get everything rolled sort of in this thing, you just slide the paper and it just, it's just a spin.
Oh,
in the
how
thing.
Does it leave a little, does it pre-lick it for you and
no,
everything?
No, but it leaves, you can very easily get it.
A nice, tight,
like having an extra hand in there.
Oh.
It's nice.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a couple warnings, like Dreamforce here in San Francisco starts. I believe it's this week. So
tomorrow it starts.
Yeah, get ready. And then Alexa Christmas tree? Oh, I just said
it. Oh, don't say
Sorry, everyone. And more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are looking for spring interns. If you're over 18, you can get college credit for it. Please apply with us. We have a great time. Super sorry to lose our current batch of interns. We've got a good group on both days. Now, I wouldn't even say there's an A team and a B team this time.
They're all A's.
Yeah. All A's. Straight A's. So send a resume and cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. uzette@radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
Yeah, look at it.
I'm looking. Nice tattoos.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Mm.
Thanks.
Sure.
I got them just for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, you shouldn't have.
It's only Monday. Start slow. Start slow. You don't need to get me at 6:30 on Monday.
That's true.
Just
you're
start
so vulnerable
slow.
Right now.
Right. Mm. Oh, by the way, someone liked my... I got a text from someone. Hold on. I lost it already. They said they loved my line, happiness has me in a headlock.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make them laugh all day.
That was right out of the box. See, that's why I'm not taking it easy on you. You seem sharp as a tack, Vin.
There it is. Good, fantastic morning, all. Vinny, your line made me smile, and I'm sure will last through the day. Happiness has me in a headlock.
Mm. Thank you, happiness. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thanks for the poetic attitude elevator.
Mm. I like it.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Dreamforce happens here in San Francisco. If you're like, what is Salesforce and why? How did a company get so huge and yet completely unavailable to the average internet subscriber, if that's what you'd call it?
I don't even know what to do with Salesforce.
Salesforce is used by many businesses, many of your favorites probably, all over the Bay Area and around the world, but they are here. You know, that big middle finger sticking up out of the city?
Just one of their many properties in the city.
They will be hosting 170,000 of their customers here in the city. If you remember, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but they once brought in ships and docked them right here.
Was that them? God,
I believe
it was
them.
I thought it was Google, but that's,
no,
I bet you're
Google
right.
Google had a ship. It was their, they
barge
were selling their,
right, the
Google Glass off of it. Which weirdly, like.
Yeah, where is that? I want that.
It clearly wasn't ready.
Yeah, get that ready.
It didn't work out.
I want that.
You want Google Glasses?
I want some kind of AI to wear on my head. Yeah, I want that. Something that listens to what's happening around me and just shoots me information.
What about when it starts telling you, you haven't walked in a while, you may want to get up.
Yeah, I'm going to turn that function
off.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't need my Google Glass to keep me feeling guilty.
All right. Google guilt.
Now I remember, Vinny's Salesforce ran out of hotel rooms, so it rented the cruise ship. That was in 2015.
Oh, my God.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
So well, funny. I had asked at the dinner table because I'm married to a Salesforce employee, and she said, yeah, that didn't work out. So I believe they're recommending people Airbnb if they can't get a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyway, the reason I bring it up is not to do a Dreamforce ad. It's to tell you the city is going to be absolutely locked up.
Yeah.
They've already started closing streets down.
Does it change the way you guys have to go home?
No, because I still go down on
Embarcadero.
But if you're going through the Howard area, 3rd, 4th.
Forget it.
All that around there.
Yeah. I used to love jetting down Battery and heading out. Mm-hmm. But now Dreamforce is on that street. Yeah. And actually, just the whole construction, and then what's the Transbay
terminal,
all that construction removed that as an option for me.
Isn't that done now?
Well, it's done, but that's the street they'll close.
Working. Yeah,
it's also
that's
just
the main route.
And even right here on Battery, there's construction going on.
I'll just go down Embarcadero.
Take your time
and just wait out the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And
move over to the other side for all the shared car services.
Oh boy,
that are pulled over to the right.
And the number of not in service buses that seem to be I don't know what's going on.
They're whole fleets and then moving them back and then moving them back
it.
And then moving back.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's all day.
Move, bus. Anyway. Get out the way.
Traffic's going to be worse than ever.
Today.
Through the week. this happened, and the first I heard of it was this morning.
Okay.
Apparently there were 4 people killed in Fresno yesterday. They say unknown suspects sneaked into a backyard filled with people at a party watching football, and they fired into the crowd. 4 people died. 6 people were wounded. The shooting happened, I don't know, Fresno's southeast side. Can Fresno hear us?
It's about, radio.com.
Oh, but they
can't. It's about 4 miles from Fresno State, which doesn't mean anything, but.
Our signal doesn't reach there, though?
It does
I
not.
So.
Even if we talk loud?
No, but you know, I have heard KCBS from Fresno before.
Oh. Like on a perfect day?
Fresno!
No.
Call us if you heard that.
Yeah.
800-400-3699.
And you're in Fresno.
Right, yeah. No,
the entire surrounding area heard that, but.
Anyway, I'm not trying to make light of what is actually a very unfortunate situation. 35 people or more were gathered watching this football game last night. It was the Bears-Rams.
Mm. Oh.
Police say all the victims were Asian men ranging from 25 to 35. I have no idea what that means.
Right.
But
they were speculating.
That's included in the AP blurb. So it must have something to do with.
The CBS National News was saying they're looking at gang possibilities.
Someone was killed earlier and could be. They don't know if there's a connection.
A revenge?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Well,
thank God no women and children were harmed.
How would you like to have?
I'd love it.
from Amazon. So you know the voice activated.
Oh, that lady.
Thingy. How about a Christmas tree that is activated? That is one of those.
Well, what does it do? Like, is
Amazon,
it going to annoy me all day?
No, Amazon has released a voice-activated, controlled Christmas tree. It sells for $300. They're calling it a smart tree. It's 7 foot tall.
Oh, it's a full-size fake smart tree.
Yes.
Well, so does it, like...
Mr. Christmas,
itself?
As they call it,
oh.
has several functions you won't find anywhere else. In fact, it's the first ever tree where you can ask it to turn its lights on. Oh. You don't have to reach behind it and catch a...
That is a pain in the ass, yeah.
A couple
so one thing
pricks
more
in the eye.
Right.
I hate when that happens.
You know what I mean?
I don't mind a prick in the eye.
Yes,
you know?
Of course.
Like, there you
are. As long as it's at Christmas time.
Especially as the gifts start to pile up. Now you're moving gifts aside to get back there
right.
and plug that thing in. And there, for your troubles, a prick in the eye.
Thank you, sir. May I have
so, I think it's neat.
So it eliminates the prick in the eye. That's,
right.
That's solid. Uh-huh.
The lights are completely voice activated. You can simply ask it to turn them on and turn them off, schedule when you'd like them on and off, can even change the type of light style.
Oh, like the color?
The tree has 13 lighting functions that can completely customize your tree to match your holiday decor.
Let me have a look at this.
Colors.
And then will it sing songs to me? Oh, it doesn't have ornaments on it already. I was hoping it would decorate itself.
Colors you can choose from include red, green, yellow, blue, purple, cayenne.
Oh.
Is cayenne, what's cayenne? Yellow?
Is it like a
mustard?
Oh.
I thought that cayenne was red, but.
I thought it was a brick color.
Oh.
It says red already, though,
yeah.
So cayenne must be slightly different than.
Must be.
White and multicolor.
Oh.
The lights include multi-fade, multi-twinkle, multi-sparkle, blue sparkle, and red sparkle. You can change these functions simply by asking.
It's cayenne.
Oh, it's like a.
Oh,
it's like a.
Really? It's
turquoise-ish? Aqua? Okay.
Is it C-Y-A-N?
Yeah, C-Y-A-N.
I'm seeing like a bunch of different red colors.
I think
for
I thought you were talking about like cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, C-Y-A-N is. I've
but
seen
C-Y-A-N
that.
C-Y-A-N
I didn't
like a...
know. Yeah, it looks like a turquoise seafoam or something, sort of.
I think it's more blue than sea.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. You've got a lot of options with this tree. It's $300, and it's called Mr. Christmas, and yay!
So funny.
And it eliminates the old prick in the eye.
I don't know. I always kind of like that. So.
Pre-orders for the tree started last week. They say...
When are they going to ship this thing? I might get one.
They'll be officially released on Friday, November 15th.
Oh, that's last week. That's good. We can get them.
Oh, yeah. That is last Friday.
And you said, how much is it?
$300.
Oh, that's a lot.
Of course.
Still is festive.
I'm sure they enable something where you could call for presents. Hey, order that thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of course they can.
Pre-wrap that for me.
Well, there you go.
That's
Mr.
Funny.
Christmas.
Hey, Mr. Christmas. Is that how you address him?
I don't know.
Are we waking people's special trees up right now?
I don't.
Mr. Christmas, multicolored.
They haven't shipped yet, so I think we're okay. Are these marriage habits normal or unacceptable? That's the question for you to decide.
I'm ready.
Is it okay to fart in front of your spouse?
Yes.
84% of people said yes.
What? Did anybody here not do that?
No. I try not to. I go out of my way not to. But I'm not going to kill myself. I mean, if I've got to.
You're not going to break up with her if she farts in front of you or anything?
No, and she's. I think we both try to be respectful of each other. Mm. We do.
Well, mine don't stink.
We are each other's sex life, so we try to not gross each other out.
That whole family's gathering around in the fart fest.
Are these marriage habits normal or unacceptable? Can you flirt with other people?
Yeah, you can.
24% say it's okay.
Yeah, I think you gotta You got to pick your time and place. I think flirting in front of your husband is not okay. It's not okay. But, like, I flirt with you all morning long.
I think flirting is okay. I think it's normal. I do think there are things that you shouldn't do in front of your partner. I had a girlfriend who used to just be furious if you would be looking at someone else in her presence. And I thought...
Were you guys 16 at the time?
Yeah, we were young. We were young for sure. But right. I think her point was, how would you feel if I was like... And I'm all, I wasn't doing that. But the truth is... We do that unconsciously. We do that more than we think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where you, but I'll also, even more now because of our job, but I look at everything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the stuff, trying to figure out.
All the different porn sites.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about what people are dressed as.
Sure.
How dudes trim their beards. I mean, all the stuff.
I always think if you're going to look at somebody, at least point her out to me too. You know, he'll give me a, hey, 3 o'clock. You know, or I will. Like, oh my God, the can's coming right at us. 11 o'clock. Take a look. How about the look at that? Oh my God. Is it wrong if we're both staring at her?
Is it okay to stay out all night with friends?
As long as they are made aware of what you're doing, I think that's okay.
Most
and
spouses say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to just not show back up.
Or give you a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, being a non-drinker, my preference is go drink with your friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in being at some party. Well, I can. I'm not interested in it.
Right.
I don't want to. I can't partake. What's the point of sitting there watching everyone get ripped? Mm. And then being like, you know.
Yay, I'm the designated driver again.
Well, it's fine for a couple hours, but after people start to get sloppy, it's like, you know what, man, I'm... It's not as funny to me.
No.
I'm out
of here. You're not, right, you're not.
I'm not ripped.
It's like leaving yourself out of the party,
right.
You know, because you can't. And everyone else is all messy.
Can you pee with the door open?
Yes.
Yeah. 77% said, yeah, that's fine.
Peeing with the door open's okay.
Yeah.
Please don't watch me. Don't stand there and talk to me.
Is it okay to talk about your poop with your spouse?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Absolutely. God, who's going to listen besides your spouse? They have to. Like, oh, God, this thing's
going on.
Well,
if it's a health thing, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if there's a problem.
Yeah, I don't come out and go, hey, man, you got to come take a look at this.
Oh, God.
Look at the color on this one.
Yeah, no, that never happens.
I had a bunch of veggies this time.
But if there's any trouble or there's something going on or like if I'm standing there, you're still talking to me, I'm like, I really got to go.
Like, I feel like my answer to that is running. Check with Google or your doctor. I'm out.
Yeah, no, I think you start with your partner.
Your WebMD.
I don't have any.
They have you 1 foot in the grave already.
Professional advice on your poop.
You're a Google MD, you're already half dead.
Is it okay to tell white lies to each other to make each other feel better?
Yes.
Sure.
Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else?
Oh, yeah. It's okay to fantasize about anything.
42% said yes.
Yeah,
fantasize about it. Don't tell me about it, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to know.
No. Yeah.
Is it okay to have long stretches at dinner when no one is saying anything?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, totally normal.
Total silence is 100% okay.
Normal behavior, everybody.
In fact, not just at the dinner table. At any time, silence is fine. Oh, my God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Thanks for the reminder.
Fun fact... Mr. Rogers was an accredited sniper in the Army.
Whoa. I wonder if they're covering
sharpshooter
in the Tom Hanks biopic.
Maybe.
Yeah, that comes out this week, right?
Is
that
what it said? Friday.
Right.
It shows another side to him.
Sure.
Paltrow's BDSM kit is an overpriced joke. You can find better quality stuff on Amazon.
Or you could go to a brick and mortar and have somebody walk you through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good vibration.
You want that?
No, I don't care about bondage at all. But if John wants to, I will. Do whatever he wants.
Vinny, you go out surfing with no one else around. You have two kids, man. If you get bit, how are you going to paddle back with one arm? You've got two kids. Shame. Shame.
No, shame. Oh, my God. That's right. Don't get you live your life and he lives his life.
Yeah.
God. Judgy ass people. It's true though. And it was really sad. She was...
Don't worry.
Also, don't forget about your radio family.
Everything is set up for my absence.
Mm. Oh, good. Great.
I did. I did my trust. I did all the stuff.
Yeah, what about your
done.
Absence here? Because that would be a pretty big hole.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
No, my God.
Don't worry. I don't expect anything to go wrong.
Jesus. The greatest artist that God has ever created.
Oh, come on. Oh, God.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.